We've been looking at people who met Jesus. And of course, all of the disciples met Jesus, and so did crowds of people. Matthew records an instance in his 14th chapter. It happened after he had dismissed the crowds that he went up into the hills by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." In Jesus' name, fellow students of Christ. It's getting dark earlier every day now, and it's not just the time change. It's also staying dark longer every morning. But darkness itself is not bad. Both day and night were created by God in the beginning, when God saw that all he had made was very good. It's mostly in the hours of darkness that God gives precious sleep to his beloved. Only after sin entered the world did men love darkness instead of the light, because their deeds were evil. And the night scene that Matthew paints here in the 14th chapter before our eyes is a glorious picture of power and compassion. It was an extremely busy time for Jesus. He had spent the day teaching and healing. He had fed thousands as evening was approaching. And then he had put the disciples into a boat and sent them to the other shore. He had sent the crowds away too, and had gone up into the mountain to pray. The Garden of Gethsemane, as you know, was not the first time that Jesus had spent the evening in prayer. In fact, it happened often enough to be called his custom to commune with his Father in the quiet evening hours. At times like this, he was strengthened to carry out the plan to rescue you and me from the punishment that we have deserved. And for all those times that we thought we were too busy to pray, but not too busy to go to bed, our substitute spent the day busily and the night praying. As this night progressed, however, the disciples did not progress. They were still struggling against the wind and waves as midnight moved towards morning. Why did they not turn and go back? Well, it might be difficult, sometimes dangerous, to turn around in waves. But all of their trouble was due to the fact that the wind was against them. Why not run with the storm and try again later? Perhaps the thought did not even occur to them, because Jesus had told them to go to the other shore, and that's just what they were going to do if it took all night. It was dark. It was dark, all right. But still, Jesus saw them. He saw them out there in the middle of the lake, and he left his quiet safety and went to them. He came from the same direction that they had come. And the waves that tortured their boat proved to be the ground beneath his feet. And the wind that stopped them with all their straining at the oars could not stop him. He came to his disciples in their time of trouble. They knew this was not possible, and they cried out in fear, mistaking him for a ghost. Fighting the elements was something they were used to in the fishing business, but a spirit of the night? At once he talked to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Later, when Peter started to sink into the waves and called out, "Lord, save me," once again, Jesus reached out immediately. Now, some of you may never set foot on a ship in your entire life, but to every one of us, there will come times of struggle and storm, dark times, times when the wind and waves are against us. But no matter how dark the times get, there is one who will see us. And he will come to us, whether it means walking on water or catching up to an ambulance. He will come, even if we don't recognize him at first. He comes and his word reassures us. Take courage. Whether our trouble happens when we're following his directions, or we are sinking because we looked away from him in doubt, when we call to him, his answer is at once, for he is Emmanuel. In Nazareth's daylight, where people had met Jesus day after day and thought they knew him so well, he did no mighty works because of their unbelief. But on a stormy night, in a little boat, with the weak and wavering voices of his disciples crying out in fear, he comes and does whatever is necessary for his own, making it a wonderful night of rescue that they will never forget. Such is the Savior who also came for you. Amen. Hymn 47. Thank you.